USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken are coming to his country. It will be the first time that senior officials from the Biden administration have visited Ukraine since Russia invaded it a couple of months ago. The Pentagon declined to confirm the visit, and the White House had no comment on Zelensky's remarks. A parade of foreign dignitaries had made their way to Kyiv to show their support for the Ukrainian people. Word of the visit comes as at least 8 people have been killed and 18 people were wounded in 2 missile strikes on Odessa. In addition, the Kremlin has resumed attacks on a steel plant in Mariupol, an attempt to root out the last bit of resistance. The southern port city is seen as key to Russia's strategy. The Kremlin has claimed it has control of Mariupol, with the exception of the plant. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.